racing today over in Adelaide, the Adelaide Cup. And Peter Galagotis is trying to knock off the short price favourite with Trailie Rose and Long Arm, who chased her home last start but meets her about 3.5 kilos better at the weights today. Peter joins us, who is over in Adelaide. Good morning, Pete. How are you?
I'm well, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. How is Long Arm?
Yeah, he's presented well. Very happy with him. He's nice and bright this morning. We had him out for a hand walk and he's on the toe. He's ready to do his best, I think.
He's done really well. You've done a great job with him since he's come over from Ireland. He's been consistent in every run he's had. He did get beaten a long way behind Trailie Rose last start. Do you think the weight difference will make that margin up today?
Look, we conceded a lot of ground last start, and you could argue that he didn't have the best of runs, but I was very appreciative of the way Todd Pannell rode the horse. He gave him his opportunity. He had to get around some tiring horses from the sort of half mile onwards, and I thought he closed the race off really well to cut the margin down. Trailie Rose was 8 lengths in front of us at the business end, and she had a really good run. But hey, take nothing away from her. She's a serious horse for mine, and she's going places. I would have loved to have had a better draw today, Michael, and I think having the likes of a champion jockey like Kira McAvoy, who's so credentialed in these staying races, is a plus, but can't walk away from the fact that we've got the car park barrier. So it's going to be pretty tough for us today to get the right scenario. But hey, it's racing, and a lot of things can happen on a day. But we're there, we're well, and we've got a good hoop on. And we just got to let the day unfold, and whatever the good Lord dishes up to us, that's what we take home.
Do you give Karen any instructions, or do you just let him go? Because as you said, he knows how to win these 2 mile races. Ideally, where would you love to see Long Arm land in the run?
Mate, I'll be honest with you. The more I think about it, the more confusing it gets. I've sort of resided to the fact that he's a world-class jockey. 3-time Melbourne Cup winning jockey, just going to leave it in his capable hands, and whatever happens, happens. You know, like, it's just a tough call from out there. It's not easy. You know, it's not as if we've got a big long straight to work with. The 3,200 metre start, you've probably got a 200 metre run in, and you start turning. So, you know, he's an ex South Australian jockey, and he'll know the game plan for himself, and I'm just going to leave it to his expertise, mate.
What about the 2 miles? Do you think he's going to be suited by that? Is that a distance he's looking for?
Well, I think the way he closed off his last couple of runs, well and truly eat up the ground, not a problem there.
Mm. Is he continuing to improve, Pete?
Absolutely. I think he's a really nice horse in the making. You know, as a type, he's still immature, and I reckon once he goes out for a break and he can really furnish, you know, put some really good condition on and furnish as an individual, I reckon he's going to come back a serious horse. I truly believe he's got a big motor, he's got great lung capacity, and I just love his demeanour. He's just such a cool dude. You know, there's nothing to pick on about him. You know, every good horse I've ever trained has always had a quirk, and this horse doesn't have one. I think he's still a little bit new, and he has a tendency to want to sort of lay in when you sort of go for him. But I think that's just immaturity and greenness. But that, I think that'll leave him in time. Outside of that, he's a bomb-proof animal. You know, he's just such an easy guy to deal with.
Well, final word. Do you think you can win the cup today?
We're going to need some divine intervention, I think. But in my heart of hearts, I think I've got the right horse that can do the job with the right amount of luck. And we're going to need a lot of it. So, you know, if we had a draw on a gate, Michael, I'd be beaming with confidence. But let me say to you that I am very, very respectful of Charlie Rose. I think it's an outstanding individual, trained by a great horseman. They're very hands-on family people that do a great job, and I admire their horse and their effort. So, you know, I wouldn't be disappointed to run second to it, and I'd be ecstatic to be able to walk away the winner too. So, you know, when you're up against the calibre of that style of horse, mate, there's nothing wrong with running second to that sort of horse, you know.
And it's going to be a fascinating contest today, Pete. Best of luck with Long Arm in the Adelaide Cup.
Cheers, mate.